This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Okay, we go from department stores to supermarkets. You've heard that term food desert, right? Well, we're usually talking about poor urban neighborhoods that lack a decent grocery store. Well, Windsor Terrace in Brooklyn is hardly poor, but it recently lost its only supermarket. Sally Herships reports on why residents in this mostly middle-class New York neighborhood are missing a grocery store.
Connie Thompson's apartment in Brooklyn looks just like a grandmother's. It's got squishy chairs and sofas, wall-to-wall carpeting, and it's quiet. Thompson is 67, and she is a grandmother of five. Normally, she likes to cook for her family, but lately, she's been forced to make some changes.
I don't know if I like them. I bought the flake potatoes, so I don't have to go out and buy, you know, regular potatoes.
For the past 30 years, Thompson shopped at her local grocery, a Key Food, just a couple blocks away. But in June, it closed. Like many of her neighbors, Thompson doesn't have a car, and the only other supermarkets here are too far for her to carry potatoes on foot, at least a mile away.
I have emphysema, and I have asthma. So for me to walk up the hill, it's a hardship for me. And then you have to figure, you know, if I don't do that, I have to take the bus. So now it's costing me money.
The Key Food closed when its longtime owner retired and moved to Florida, but not before he leased the space to a Walgreens. According to a local councilman, Walgreens was the highest bidder, and it beat out grocery stores for the space. It's a big corner location with a parking lot, a rarity in this part of Brooklyn.
Well, when you're looking for sites, there's a couple of very highly rated attributes.
John Stanton teaches food marketing at St. Joseph's University.
One is being on a corner, and the second is having a big parking lot.
He says pharmacy chains like Walgreens are eating into the turf that used to belong only to grocery stores. If you look at the shelves in your local national pharmacy chain, you'll probably notice they're selling more food. In the process, they're muscling small grocers out.
There's no longer supermarkets that everybody likes a little. There are only supermarkets that somebody likes a lot.
Think specialty stores like Whole Foods or your local Italian market. Of course, the margins on groceries are much lower than on health and beauty aids, but pharmacy chains like Walgreens stock them because they want to lure you in. We shop for food more often than soap or shampoo. For now, Windsor Terrace remains without a grocery store, at least until Walgreens opens next year, and maybe beyond. The company says it's working with a grocer, but its plans aren't yet clear. John Stanton says there may be hope for the neighborhood.
If it's attractive to Walgreens, it's probably going to be attractive to other people.
Good news for the future, but for now, it's still a trek to the grocery store. In Brooklyn, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.